Five number, please mute.
Alıyorum. Okay, so the halacha is of kaddish baruch hu, 10 people for a minyan. If some go out and didn't shliyot tzibur, you give us even. The first part's not really so a lot we do. You get very much involved in bar mitzvahs, so not a lot of it, at least in the first half, is practical for many. So Aleph, after Yishtabah, Chatzikadosh. Shiyotzibur says Chatzikadosh. Ain't on a Kaddish Baruch Hu Kedusha Ve'ain Karan B'Torah Ela Basara Noshim Gedolim. You don't say Kaddish and Baruch Hu and Kedusha, and you can't do Kriyas HaTorah only with 10 men who are Gedolim, right? As we know, you can't do any Dabbashim and Kedusha less than 10 men. What about, so do they have to be frum or not? It's a common question. Is somebody not frum allowed to be part of a minyan? So we say that somebody not frum is allowed as long as he's not anti. Let's say there weren't 10 people, and then a 10th man comes in. It gets completed, the minyan gets completed afterwards. Shouldn't say Kaddish, because you can only say Kaddish on something that's said when there's 10. Meaning the actual thing has to be said with 10 people. Meaning if 9 people said it and the 10th didn't say it, and then the 10th comes along, but he didn't say Yishtabach or Psukah Dezim or anything with the Tzibur. Same thing when people say a Perek of Tillim, then a 10th man comes and says, oh, now let's say Kaddish. No, he has to say, according to the Kitzur at least, the 10 people have to say it together. Right? But Yishtab, then he brings into parentheses that there are Cholkim on this. You should wait to say Yishtabach until 10 people come. However, that's really just the chazan, but the other people can say yishtava because we know, and he doesn't. I don't think he says it, the kitzur. But bottom line is, when you're waiting for the tzibur to do yishtava, you're supposed to daven up to yishtava and including yishtava and finish it, because you don't want a hefsek. We'd rather the hefsek be after yishtava than before yishtava. So if you're an on-time guy, so you're supposed to finish yishtava by yourself and then wait for the tzibur. That applies even on Shabbos. When they do, you know, and then Yom Tov, when they do, they sing HaMelech and Hakel, all that. Really, you're supposed to. I don't know about Rosh Hashanah, you can put that, I don't know, but on a regular Shabbos Yom Tov, you're supposed to go up to and including Yishtabach. And they're allowed to wait up until a half hour. And more than a half hour, don't wait. You say, they should say Yishtabach and then wait. And when 10 people come, they should say first some psukim, and then say the chatzikadosh. Fine. Gadol, now he gets to bar mitzvah. Gadol, it already finished 13 years. That means he's into the 14th year. Because there's two requirements to be a mitzvah. You have to have beis sairus with puberty, and you have to also be into your 14th year. So we're samech on the chazaka that he has 2 years. If a kid's born Rosh Chodesh Nisan, ain't a nasa gadol ad Rosh Chodesh Nisan. He doesn't become a gadol until Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Ta'ana b'tchilas ha'layla shal Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Which is the beginning of the night of Rosh Chodesh Nisan, la'acha shleish eshe son of Nasa Gadol. After 13 years, he becomes a Gadol. Mishanel v'chodesh Adar, somebody is born in Chodesh Adar, k'shoi, it's a shana pshuta, in a regular year, k'shan Nasa Gadol, a shana muperes, and then when he's a bar mitzvah, it's a leap year, so it's a common question. Which Adar does he become bar mitzvah? Ein en Nasa Gadol, ad Adar Sheni, he only becomes a Gadol, Adar Sheni. Avalim noyla b'shana muperes, ba'adar Rishan, but if he was born during a leap year, the first Adar, Nasa Gadol Gamkin Vada Rishon. In that case, he becomes a bar mitzvah in Adar Rishon. Right? Meaning, if he was born in Adar Rishon, then he becomes a Gadol in Adar Rishon too. Let's say when he was born, it was a leap year. So then, Bain Shanoil Ba'adar Rishon, Bain Shanoil Ba'adar Sheni, Nasa Gadol Ba'yayim Zeh Ba'adar Shal Ata. which means that he may be less than 13 theoretically, because he was born in the second Adar and his bar mitzvah is going to be in the first Adar. Meaning we don't have to wait till Nisan if he was born in the leap year and then his bar mitzvah is in the non-leap year. Sometimes when you have a nar who's born before his friend, it's possible, even though he's older, he may become a bar mitzvah later. Right, he's born during the leap year. Zeba esrim la'adar rishon. One was born on the 20th. Zeba asara la'adar sheni. This one on the 10th of Adar sheni. V'ashara asher nasim gedolim. He shana pshuta. In the year that they became gedolim was a shana pshuta. So then, the kid that was born on the 10th, is going even though he was born on Adar sheni, so he's really younger, is going to become bar mitzvah first. Right, the famous thing, every kid knows this, you're not supposed to count Klal Yisrael. So when you're counting for a minion, you don't count one, two, three, four. You're not supposed to count the Gul Galoisim to each to their heads. Right? Ki also limit says Israel Gul Galoisim, a filu devar mitzvah. You're not going to count Klal Yisrael even to their Gul Galos. The Siv, Yishma Shalos, Am Beifkadim Batlaim. That's how you're supposed to count. Fine. This is a big COVID. This is the big COVID sugya. Like, how do you consider a minion in one place? So, all 10 have to be in one place. The Shliach Tzibur has to be there too. Let's say some are in one room and some are in another room. And they don't combine Afa Pisha Pesach Pesuch, even though there's a door open between them. So sometimes you have like a living room and a dining room. You have to be in the same room. Even if the majority is in Shul, and there's a Miyat in the Zara in front of Beis HaKnesses, we don't go after the Roiv to be Mitzarev with them. Even those that are standing in the doorway, meaning they're in the doorway, but from the door, meaning if you'd close the hainu, kisha soigrenes hadelas, when you'd close the door, nimtza makum zeh lechutz, wherever they're standing to the outside, ava bisha'ata pesa pasur, even though the door is open now, mikom makum nidan ke lechutz, we look at it like it's the outside. So anybody that's in the doorway has to be in the inner half of the doorway. If he's on the outer half of the doorway, then it's a problem. V'chol zeis le'inyin tziruf la'asara, this is all for a tziruf la'asara, meaning in order to make a minion. Aval, imha yukana sarava, imim kadesh, baruch kedusha. But if there's 10, and they're saying kadesh, baruch kedusha, as I call a shemeh, kardam yachalane samen, anybody who hears it is allowed to answer on me. Yachalas says imam. Vafilu kama batim mafsigam benim, even if there's many houses in between. Kafilu mechitza shal barzo, because even a mechitza of metal, ain't a mafsekas ben yisrael, labim shabashamayim, will not separate between the father and Shemayim, which is a very little known halacha. There can be no feces or goyim in between, meaning this could happen in wedding halls. If you're you know, you have a goy waiter walking in between the chazan and the people, then when the goy is in between the chazan and the people, they're not allowed to answer amen, because if it goes over goyim's head or bathroom stuff, then you cannot do this. Which is one of the reasons why some of the Paiskim that say that you're not allowed to answer Amen on the phone, some of them say because, let's say, it's 1,000 miles away. So it's definitely going over Goyim and definitely going over the bathroom. So therefore, you wouldn't be able to answer Amen. Fine. But Lamaisa, we Paiskim that you could answer Amen as long as there's no delay. It's very important to hear the Kaddish and answer it afterwards with Kavanah. The Kol Shekein, V'Amein Yehesh Me'Rava, Shetzaruch L'Chavin Heitiv, Yetiv V'Chavin Well. Shekolo Ayin Amein Yehesh Me'Rava, B'Chol Koichi, B'Kavanasoi. Anybody who answers Amein Yehesh Me'Rava with all his Kavanah, Karen Lo Yitzardina Shashivim Shana. They will tear up his din of 70 years. And you should answer in a loud voice. When you answer it loud, it breaks all the mekachigim. All difficult gezeres. they shouldn't do it in loud voices, because then people are going to laugh at you, and then you're going to cause them to do a chet because they're going to say lashon hara on you or laugh at you. You say yesh me rabba with the word yisparach, which Hasidim do, most Litvish don't do. And afterwards, you hear it from the Shliach Tzibur, and then you say Amen. He's saying Amen. What does he mean by that? He's probably talking about Damiron by saying Amen. Okay. Bob, Yeshua Shain Sweet and Lamit Bakadosh. This is a good one. If anybody's looking for a cooler here on a late Thursday night, here you have it. Yeshaimrim, Shain Srich and Lamit Bakadosh, you don't have to stand for Kaddish. Ach kol Kaddish atfasib amida. This is the way we pass it, by the way. Ach kol Kaddish atfasib amida. Any Kaddish that's
the
said,
note in the article says that he's saying after the Yisparach to say Amen. But the note on the bottom says we're not noyig like that.
Yeah, okay. Very good. Thank you. Ach kol Kaddish atfasib amida. Any Kaddish, that literally means when it's grabbed amida, meaning if the Kaddish goes after something that's said standing up, going achara halo, yesh lamoid oid, boy, you should be standing for that Kaddish. Ad achara main yesh merab, at least until after yesh merab. Yesh ram she yesh lamoid tamid le Kaddish l'shar dov shavik dusha, and then the thoughts that say that you should always be standing, the yesh lamoid b'kabba chaymer me'eglin melech mayav. You should learn how to call the chayim from Eglon Melech Moav. The Siva Eyud Boilov, Eyud came to him, but Yomer Eyud Tvara Lekimli Elecha. I have something from Hashem. But Yoka Me'al, he's saying he stood up. When he heard it was coming from Hashem, he stood up. Eglon Melech Moav, Shay Ivik Chabu Mazolos. Eglon was Ivik Abed the Zara, come to the Tvara Hashem, he stood up with Tvara Hashem. Koshikin Anachnu Amoy. Koshikin are us, his nation, Bechain Yesh Lachman. And yes, you're supposed to be machmir for to stand in the Kaddish, which is the minig and klai. So I don't know by Svardim, I think are not so machmir. Fine, let's do a couple towards tomorrow. Zayin, if ain't tish Hashem in the shiur tibur, lo yom klal Kaddish. If you don't have 9 people listening to the tibur, oh, there's one other thing. With the ten people, what's with a kid holding a sefer Torah or a kid holding a chumash? So there are makilim. But it's really only in desperate situations. And even if you do it, you should only say the basic amount of Kadeshim. Okay, Zayin. Main Tish Hashem in the Shiur Tzibur. There's not 9 people listening to the Shiur Tzibur. Lo Yomer Klal Kaddish, don't say Kaddish. Kol Dovah Shabakdusha, Ein Oimer Vavach Me'asara. Anything that's Dovah Shabakdusha, you don't say less than 10. Taino Echad Oimer V'Tish Hashem, there's one person saying it, and 9 listening. V'Kamokam V'Echad Me'asara Mespala Tfil Shemina Esrei. If one of them is davening Shemone Esrei, afal pi she'eino yochel lanis yomam mitzdarev, even though he can't answer with them, he does combine. Uadin l'shnayim l'shloishu l'arva, and even if there's 3, 2, 3, and 4, kol anishu harayv she'einin, ein amiyat ma'akim. Right? So meaning, here this gets into the big tumult. How many people do you have to wait to say Kaddish after Ma'ariv? You got a couple guys davening l'shnayim Shemone Esrei, everybody wants to go home. Right? So he's saying that if he stopped davening Shemone Esrei, he is mitzdarif. Say there were 2, 3, and 4. That as long as you have a roi, then that's fine. Now it's a big machlokes whether this works. So the kitzur is makom, right? So you should wait for 10. That's the lechatchila, right? So ein amiyat ma'akav, the miyat is not ma'akav. I will im echad meim yoshin, but if one of them is sleeping, then tzrichin lak kitzur, you have to wake him up. Ki ayoshin einim mitzdarif lasara, somebody who's sleeping doesn't combine with 10. That's also not so simple. Ches lach hashem shli yotzibu chatzik kaddish. After the shli yotzibu says chatzik kaddish, now we're going back to yishtabach. Aymer b'kol ram baruch hashem ha'mavarech. Then we say baruch hashem ha'mavarech. Chatzibu roinin baruch hashem ha'mavarech le'olam ve'ed. Shli yotzibu chayzav aymer gam kein baruch hashem ha'mavarech le'olam ve'ed. You shouldn't take himself out of the klal. Meaning, Baruch Hu as Hashem Baruch means you should bench Hashem. So then everybody says, okay, we're going to bench Hashem. Baruch Hashem Baruch Elamed. But if the Chazan doesn't do it, then he didn't bench Hashem. He just told the people to bench Hashem. So that's why he's supposed to go back and say, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem. Yesh noyeg lanes achar shliach tzibur amein. There are those that are noyeg to answer after the shliach tzibur, to answer amein after he says, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem. Shliach tzibur lo yana achar amiras hakol, but the shliach tzibur should not say amein after the call. The shliach tzibur marach benikin bebaruch hu, the shliach tzibur is singing baruch hu, I'm not call you baruch v'chulei, vein la amrei ela b'shashu menage. Okay, we don't do this. But when he's saying the actual words, then you shouldn't say anything. You should listen. Listen to what he says. Right, you're running very late, and you get there, and they just you hear them saying Baruch Hu. So then you're also able to answer. Test. A lot of people are not aware of this halacha too. Unfortunately, I cannot never make it. The Kaddish Kaddish, you should try and Imahada to say Batsibur, Bimi Efshar Imra Gam Yechidus. And if it's not possible, then you can say it the Yechidus too. Question is, should you skip to it in order to get there with the Tzibur? Should you skip Sukkot the Zimra? I'm not sure about that. Okay, we'll stop over there. Everybody should have themselves a fine night and a good Shabbos. See you Matzah Shabbos, Bez Hashem. All right, Tzagas.